我们感谢主，开始弟兄带我们唱的这首诗歌。
We thank the brother who led us in this hymn earlier.
我想我们每个人唱的时候，我们心中都充满了这样一个火热。
I trust that every time when we sing this hymn, our heart is filled with this zeal.
我想神也用这种诗歌来挑旺我们心中的火热。
And the Lord is also using this hymn to lift up the zeal in our heart.
我们也知道我们实在是需要主来挑旺我们里面的火热。
And we truly know that we need the Lord to lift up the zeal, to light up this fire in our heart.
我们也祷告我们的主让这个火热一直在我们的里面。
We also pray to the Lord that he would keep the zeal and the fire in our heart.
因为只有这个火热能够让我们一直能够来往前，能够来直往西安。
Because it is only through this zeal and this fire that enable us to go through all the way to Zion.
在开始的时候，我还是要问候弟兄姐妹平安。
First, before we start, I have to send my greetings and peace to brothers and sisters.
我再问一次，弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们今天可以跟弟兄姐妹聚在一起，能够来敬拜我们的主。
We thank the Lord that today we can gather before with the brothers and sisters before the Lord to worship and praise our Lord.
我清楚的记得，差不多两年前就是今天。
I clearly remember very vividly two years ago exactly to this day.
那一天也是我在这里分享。
That day I was also sharing here.
那一天是因为疫情的关系。我们主日聚会第一次没有现场的聚会。
And I also remember that that was because of the pandemic. For the first time, we did not have an in-person gathering.
当时我也站在这里。
At the time, I was also standing here.
我一开始也是来说弟兄姐妹平安。
And I was also asking brothers and sisters and telling you peace.
但下面没有任何的回应。
But at the time, there was no response from the audience.
因为那时绝大多数弟兄姐妹都没有办法来到这里。
Because at the time, the majority of the brothers and sisters could not be here in person.
能够一起来回应。
And to respond to my greetings.
所以今天我们实在要感谢我们的主。
So today, I truly praise and thank my Lord.
今天我们可以这样来聚集。
Today, we can gather in this manner.
实在也让我们能够来宝贵，能够来珍惜，我们可以这样的聚集。
Truly enable us to treasure this gathering.
能够来宝贵，我们还能够来彼此的问候，彼此的回应。
So that we can treasure the opportunity to even send our peace greetings to one another and to respond to one another.
下面我们先要来读几处的圣经。
We will read several scriptures.
我希望大家都可以把手中的圣经打开。
I ask that everybody please turn to your Bible.
今天没有那个屏幕上。
We don't have anything in the projection. In
我想这是很好的习惯，我们聚会每个人都有圣经。
We should be in the habit, a good habit of bringing your own Bible to the meetings.
我们也都要习惯，我们可以翻开圣经来读。
We also need to get used to turning open our Bible to read.
我们第一处我们要是读希伯来书十二章第一节。
First, we need to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrews 12 verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
下面我们要读的圣经都是在圣经创世纪。
And then the other passages are all found in the book of Genesis.
我们要翻到创世纪十二章第一节。
We need to turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
创世纪十二章第一节。
Genesis 12:1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”
Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you."
第四节。
Verse 4.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去， 亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
Verse 4, so Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
接下来13章第8到第15节。
Next, chapter 13, verse 8 to 15.
13章第8节到第15节。
13 verses 8 through 15.
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是弟兄，遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉之先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。罗德离别亚伯兰之后，耶和华对亚伯兰说，从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
Genesis 13, 8 through 15. Then Abram said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. If to the right, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.Like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley, and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly, and sinners against the Lord.And the Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it to you, to your descendants forever.
下面要看十二章，啊，二十一章。
Chapter 21.
二十一章第八节到第十四节。
Verses 8 through 14.
21章第八节到第十四节。
21 verses 8 through 14.
就说到孩子就是以撒渐长，就断了奶。以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕设摆丰盛的宴席。当时撒拉看见埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子以斯玛利嬉笑，就对亚伯拉罕说，你把这使女和她的儿子赶出去，因为这使女的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故很忧愁。神对亚伯拉罕说，你不必为这童子和你的使女忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话你都该听从，因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。至于使女的儿子，我必使他的后裔成立一国，因为他是你所生的。亚伯拉罕清早起来，拿饼和一皮带水给了夏甲，搭在他的肩上，又把孩子交给他，打发他走。
Chapter 21 verse 8. And the child, this is Isaac, grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. Now Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, this is Ishmael, whom she had born to Abraham, mocking. Therefore she said to Abraham, Drive out this maid and her son, for the son of this maid shall not be an heir with my son Isaac.And the matter greatly distressed Abraham because of his son. But God said to Abraham, Do not be distressed because of the lad and your maid. Whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her. For through Isaac your descendants shall be named. And of the son of the maid I will make a nation also, because he is your descendant. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulder, and gave herthe boy, and sent them away.
最后我们来看22章第一节第二节。
Lastly, we will read verses 1 and 2 of chapter 22.
22章第一节第二节。
chapter 22 verses 1 and 2.
这些事以后神要试验亚伯拉罕就呼叫他说亚伯拉罕他说我在这里神说你带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩亚地去在我所要指示你的山上把他献为燔祭。
Verse 1 of chapter 21. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
下面我们有一点祷告。
I have some prayer.
主啊我们也感谢你让我们能够来今天的聚集主啊因为你要来向我们所有人来说话
Lord we thank you for this opportunity to be gathered together by you because you will speak to all of us
所以我们求你今天就来帮助我们每一个人
Therefore we entreat you to help every single one of us
让我们有耳的都能够来听见你说话的声音
So that all who have ears will hear your voice
主啊我们感谢你奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Lord, we thank you. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 当我们一蒙得救的时候，我们知道我们就成了神的儿女。
We know that once we have been saved by grace, we became children of God.
神不仅给了我们一个属神属天的生命，而且他也给了我们一个属天的呼召。
Not only has He given us a divine life and a heavenly calling, He has also given us a heavenly calling.
所以我们一蒙得救，神就称我们是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
Therefore, immediately once we have been saved by grace, we are called holy brethren, partakers of a holy heavenly calling.
所以我们要记住，我们每一个蒙恩的人，其实也是蒙天召的人。
Therefore, we have to remember every single one of us who have been saved by grace is also a partaker of this heavenly calling.
这个从天上来的呼召是要把我们能够来带到属天的境界当中去。
This heavenly calling will enable us to be brought into the heavenly realm.
是为了让我们在地上的生活是与天上是有关系的。
So that when we're living on earth, we have some connection with the heavenlies.
这个属天的呼召就是让我们现在在地上的生活，即使是过一个属天的生活。
This heavenly calling enable us to live a daily life here on earth, but as if we're in heaven.
所以为着这个原因，主不仅仅是救赎了我们，也为我们开了这一条属天的道路，一条我们能够来与天相连的道路。
Therefore, for this reason, not only has the Lord redeemed us, He has also inaugurated this heavenly way so that this we can be connected to the heavenlies.
当我们有了这个属天的呼召，看见了这条摆在我们前面的属天的道路的时候。
When we have received this heavenly calling and we see this heavenly way in front of us,
我们就要来奔这一条属天的道路。
We have to run this race, set before us.
我们就要奔跑这一条摆在我们前头的路程。
We have to run this heavenly way, the race that is set before us.
其实无论我们认识到或者还是没有认识到。
Whether we know it or not,
实际上当我们一蒙得救的时候神已经把我们摆在了这一条属天的路上。
Once we have been saved by grace, the Lord has already put us in this heavenly race.
神已经把我们放在了这条路上叫我们在这条路上来奔跑。
He has set us on this race so that we will run in this race.
所以我们基督徒的一生可以说就是那奔那摆在我们前头路程的一生。
Therefore, a life of a Christian is a life where we will run this race before us.
所以这就是今天我要来跟大家分享的负担。
And this is the burden that I'm sharing with you today.
奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
To run the race that is set before us.
当我们来奔摆在我们前头路程奔跑在这条属天的道路上的时候
As we are running on this race that is set before us, running on this heavenly way,
我们就会离这个世界远一点。
We will be further apart from this earth.
就离属天的离属天的境界就近一点。
And we will be closer to the heavenly realms.
如果我们能够不断地奔跑在这条路上的时候
If we can continuously run in this race,
我们就能够在主里面能够来不断地长进。
We will continuously grow in the Lord.
我们就能更多地能够来经历我们在地如同在天。
We will experience more and more our life on earth as it is in heaven.
我们就能够来更多地经历神的旨意能够来更多地行在地上如同行在天上。
We will experience more that the will of the Lord will be accomplished on earth earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们要来跑，奔在我们摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, we have to run the race that is set before us.
而且神的心意当中是要我们奔在那摆在我们前头的路程里。
And God's heart desire is for us to run the race that is set before us.
我们知道奔，不是我们随便的走路。
We know that to run is not just to walk randomly.
奔更不是说我们就这样闲站在边上。
Running is also not just standing idly.
那么神为什么要我们奔呢？
Then why does God want us to run?
一方面来说，我们看到这条属天的道路，对我们这些属地的人来说是非常的长。
On one hand, for us who are earthbound, we think that this heavenly way is very, very long.
如果我们不是这样奔的话，我们是无法跑完跑尽的。
If we were not to be running, we cannot finish the race.
所以我们就要来奔跑在这条路上。
Therefore, we have to run in this race set before us.
我们要能够来不断的能够来忘记背后，努力面前的奔跑。
We have to run in a way that we can forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
另一方面，神要我们来奔跑，是因为我们在地上的时间实在是有限。
On the other hand, we have to run because our time on this earth is limited.
神给我们在地上的时间，如果我们不是来奔跑的话，我们是没有办法来跑进这条路的。
God has set a time for each one of us. If we weren't running, we would not have completed the race.
更何况我们知道，我们的很多的时间都没有用在奔跑在这条路上。
Furthermore, we know that we do not spend a lot of time on running the race.
所以我们更需要跑得更快一点。
Therefore, we have to catch up and run faster.
所以我们神就要让我们能够来奔跑在这条路上。
Therefore, God wants us to run this race.
能够来竭力奔跑那摆在我们前头的路程。
We have to press on to run the race that is set before us.
我们盼望着有一天，我们也能够跟保罗一样来说。
We hope that one day we will also be able to say like Paul.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the course.
那么我们怎么知道我们是奔跑在这条路上呢？
Then how do we know that we're running on this race?
其实我们知道，一个奔跑的人一定要存心忍耐的。
We know that for someone to run, you have to have endurance.
所以我们开始读的圣经里面说到，要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, earlier we read about how we need to run with endurance the race that is set before us.
奔跑看起来好像是一件非常容易的事。
It is running looks like it's a very simple thing.
但其实不是一件非常容易做的事。
But it is not something that can be easily undertaken.
其实反而是一件非常困难的事。
In reality, it's a very difficult thing.
我喜欢玩很多的运动。
I like many sports.
但我从来没有喜欢过跑步。
I've never liked running.
因为当我们来奔跑的时候，我们就知道没有多久你会觉得非常的累。
Because we know once we start running, very little after, we will feel that we're very exhausted.
如果这个时候你还要继续往前奔的话，你就要开始要有忍耐。
If you still at that time continue to run, then you have to have endurance.
当我们来奔跑的时候，如果失去了这个忍耐的时候，我们就会停下来，我们就不要再跑了。
When we're running and we lose this endurance, then we will stop and we will run no more.
这往往就是仇敌在我们神儿女当中所做的这样一个破坏的工作。
Oftentimes, this is what the enemy is doing among the children of God, his destruction.
他用一切的办法让我们来失去这个忍耐。
He uses every which way so that we will lose this endurance.
当我们失去了忍耐的时候，我们自然就放弃了，不再奔跑。
When we lose this endurance, we would give up and we would stop running.
仇敌有的时候是用我们人天然的软弱，叫我们停下来，不再奔跑。
Sometimes the enemy uses our human weakness so that we stop and we run no more.
有的时候他是用我们的家庭、我们的孩子、我们的工作、我们的学习，叫我们停下来，不再奔跑。
Sometimes the enemy uses our family, our children, our work, our studies so that we would stop and run no more.
他也用我们周围所面对的这些环境，叫我们停下来，不再奔跑。
The enemies can also use our surrounding environment so that we stop and run no more.
在过去两年的这样一个疫情的当中，
In the past 2 years in the pandemic,
我们看到我们生活的很多方面好像都停止了下来。
We see that many aspects of our life has been taken a pause.
我们以前所做的事情，在过去两年好像都没办法做了。
The things we could do in the past 2 years, we couldn't do anymore.
我们过去两年计划要做的很多的事情，我们也没有办法去实现。
In the past 2 years, all the things we planned to do, we could not materialize.
其实不仅是我们的生活当中。
In fact, it's not just in our lives.
我们也要审查我们自己，在过去这一段我们奔跑前面的路程的脚步是不是慢了下来。
If we examine ourselves, when we're running the race that is set before us, have we slowed our pace?
我们的奔跑是不是甚至停顿了下来？
Did we even stop our running this race?
因为当我们不在这条路上奔跑的时候，
Because when we stop in this running on this race,
我们自然就会变得冷淡甚至退后。
We would become very cold and we would even shrink back.
甚至离开了这条摆在我们前头的路程。
To the point that we would even depart from this race that is set before us.
就像这两个去以马忤斯的门徒。
Just like the two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
当他们停下来不再奔跑的时候。
When they stop and they run no more.
他们就离开了他们所应该在的耶路撒冷。
They departed from Jerusalem where they ought to be in.
但我们感谢我们的主。
However, we thank our Lord.
虽然仇敌是叫我们失去忍耐，放弃，不再奔跑。
Even though the enemy will have us give up and run no more.
叫我们离开那摆在我们前头的路程。
And the enemy wants us to depart from the race that is set before us.
但主不断的是来挽回我们，来恢复我们。
But the Lord continues to restore us, to recover us.
就像那日主向这两位门徒来显现，与他们同行。
Just like that day when the Lord showed himself to these two disciples and walked with them.
来恢复他们，来回转他们。
And the Lord restored them and turned them.
最后我们看到他们可以重新起来，能够来奔前头的路程。
So ultimately, they rise up again and run the race that is set before them.
今天主不仅在呼召我们来奔我们前面这一个路程。
Today the Lord not only calls us to run this race that is set before us.
也是主自己来鼓励我们，来扶持我们。
And the Lord personally encourages us and sustains us.
让我们能够来存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So that we can run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们开始读的希伯来书说到。
Earlier, the passage in Hebrews says,
说我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us,
我们知道这些见证人就是记载在希伯来书十一章当中的。
We know that these witnesses are recorded in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看到这些见证人其实就是一群奔跑的人。
We see that these witnesses are the people who are partakers of this race.
他们就是一群奔在那前头路程的人。
They are running for the race that is set before them.
他们就是奔跑的人，他们就是奔跑前面路程的见证人。
They are witnesses by running in the race that is set before them.
他们所做的见证就是存心忍耐，奔那摆在他们前头的路程。
The witness that they've borne is that they run with endurance the race that is set before them.
所以这些见证人为我们做了这个美好的见证。
Therefore, these witnesses have borne this beautiful witness for us.
他们成了我们奔跑的榜样。
They have become examples by which we would run.
他们如同云彩一样围着我们，现在在观看我们的奔跑。
They are like a cloud surrounding us, and they're watching as to how we are to run.
他们也像云彩一样围绕着我们，来鼓励我们奔跑。
They are like a cloud surrounding us and encouraging us to run.
我们感谢主，主把这些见证人像云彩一样围绕着我们。
We thank the Lord that He has used these witnesses to surround us like a cloud.
下面我们就要从当中其中一位见证人亚伯拉罕的经历当中，我们来一同学习。
Later on, we will use Abraham, one of the witnesses, to learn from him.
他是如何诚心忍耐奔那摆在前头的路程。
We want to see how he ran with endurance the race that is set before him.
我们可以从亚伯拉罕他的见证当中来鼓励我们。
We can use Abraham's witness to encourage ourselves.
也让我们能够来存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So that we can also run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们起来奔跑的时候不会一开始就跑得非常的好。
As we start to run, we would not run very well initially.
在我们奔跑的时候，我们一定会有波折，会有软弱，甚至会有失败。
When we are running, we will have setbacks, we will have weaknesses, and we have failures.
我们能不断地奔那摆在我们前途的路程，不是因为我们不会跌倒，不是因为我们不会失败。
The reason why we can continuously run this race set before us is not because we will not stumble, not because we will not fail.
而是因为我们能够从失败和这些 跌倒的当中能够不断的起来来继续奔跑
Because we can continuously rise up from the failures and the stumbling so that we can continue to run
就像亚伯拉罕一样
Just like Abraham
他在奔跑这条路上他也有失败也有软弱
In this race that he ran, in the race set before him, he also had weaknesses and he also had failures.
他也有自己跑到埃及的经历。
He also experienced the, how he escaped to Egypt.
他也有体恤他肉体的经历。
He also experienced the times when he was mindful of his own flesh.
但亚伯拉罕他能不断地从他的失败跟软弱当中能够来出来，能够来继续奔在这条路上。
However, Abraham can continuously walk out of his weakness and failures. And he can continuously run the race that is set before him.
所以亚伯拉罕成了一个奔在他前头路程的见证人。
Therefore, Abraham became this witness that can run the race that is set before him.
所以我们可以从他奔跑的见证当中来学习。
Therefore, we can learn from his running experience.
也让我们能够来成为一个奔那摆在我们前头路程的见证人。
So that we can also become witnesses who run the race that is set before us.
在希伯来书十一章讲到亚伯拉罕的时候。
When Hebrews chapter 11 mentioned Abraham,
特别提到他的三段经历。
It mentioned three specific experiences.
特别是讲到亚伯拉罕蒙召出去过帐篷的生活。
First, Abraham was called to dwell in tents.
亚伯拉罕得儿子的过程。
And how Abraham got his son.
以及亚伯拉罕献以撒的经历。
And how Abraham offered up Isaac.
他这三段的经历其实是与三个人有关。
All these three experiences are related to three people.
他们就是罗德、以斯玛利和以撒。
And they are Lot, Ishmael, and Isaac.
我们可以看到神是如何借着这三个人在亚伯拉罕身上的工作来制作亚伯拉罕。
We can see how God used these three people to do His work in Abraham, so that He constituted, formed Christ in Abraham.
能够来制作亚伯拉罕，让他能够来存心忍耐，奔那摆在前头的路程。
So that Abraham can run with endurance the race set before him.
下面我们就要来看这个三个制作的过程。
So we'll see these three faces by which God forms Christ in him.
第一。他要与罗德分开。
First, he has to be separated from Lot.
第二，他要赶走以斯玛利。
Second, he has to drive out Ishmael.
第三，他要献上以撒。
Third, he has to offer up Isaac.
下面我们就要从与亚伯拉罕关系密切的这三个人在亚伯拉罕身上所发生的这些事情，我们来一同能够来学习，来帮助我们能够来存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So in the ensuing time, we're going to look at how these three people who are very closely related to him to see all these events that happened in Abraham so that we can learn how to run with endurance our race set before us.
第一，我们来看与罗德分开。
So first, we need to see how he separated himself from Lot.
首先，我们要来看谁是罗德。
So first, we need to see who was Lot.
啊，我们都知道罗德是亚伯拉罕兄弟的儿子。
We all know that Lot was the son of Abraham's brother.
所以亚伯拉罕其实是罗德的叔叔。
So Abraham, in fact, was Lot's uncle.
在我们开始读的创世纪十二章中，我们看到。
So in Genesis chapter 12 that we read, we saw that.
耶和华对亚伯拉罕说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”
In verse 1 it says, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you."
亚伯拉罕就照着神的吩咐离开了哈兰，罗德也和他同去。
And Abram went forth as the Lord has spoken to him, and Lot went with him.
在这两节圣经当中我们看到一件事情。
From these two verses of the Bible, we saw one thing.
亚伯拉罕是一个有神呼召并答应神呼召的人。
Abraham is someone who had the calling from God and he responded to the calling of God.
而罗德则是一个跟随亚伯拉罕的人。
Lot, on the other hand, was someone who was just following along.
他是一个跟随有神呼召的人。
He was tagging along someone else who has the calling of God.
圣经说他罗德是一个同去的人。
So the Bible says that he just went with Abraham.
对，我们知道，一个同去的人不会是一个真正奔跑路程的人。
We know that someone who is just tagging along is not someone who can really run this race.
他可能会跑一阵。
Maybe this person will run for a little while.
但他不会是一直来奔跑。
However, he will not continuously run.
同去的人更像是一个陪跑的人。
Someone who is just tagging along is like shadowing someone who is running.
有的时候我们发现陪跑的人可能跑得也不错。
We sometimes see that someone who is shadowing a runner can run fairly well.
但他所跑的不是摆在他自己前头的路程。
However, the person who shadows a runner is not running the race that is set before him.
神呼召我们每一个人来奔那摆在我们自己前头的路程。
God is calling every one of us to run the race that is set before us.
所以我们每一个人自己先要到神的面前来知道我们前面要跑的路程。
Therefore, we have to individually go into the presence of God to know the race that is set before us.
因为我们只有知道了我们看见了我们前头的路程的时候
，Only when we know what is set before us，
我们才能摆那摆在我们前头的路程。
Then we can run the race that is set before us。
所以哥罗西书当中有一句话说道
，Therefore there is this verse in Colossians。
他说要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神的面前
，That we may present every man complete。In Christ,
我们自己要完完全全先来到神的面前。
We have to bring ourselves completely before God.
我们也要彼此的祷告，把众人完完全全的迎到神的面前。
We also need to pray for one another so that we can bring the multitude before completely before the Lord.
特别我们要把我们的孩子完完全全的带到神的面前。
Also, we need to bring our children completely before God.
我们的孩子在我们的当中不应该只是一群跟我们同去的人。
Our children should not just be someone who is tagging along, who is just going with us.
我们要把我们的孩子带到神的面前，使他们在神面前能够来得到这个呼召。
We need to bring our children before the presence of God so that they will have their calling from God.
我们的孩子不要只是跟我们同去。
Our children are not just tagging along with us.
我们不仅我们自己要来敬拜神。
Not only do we have to come here to worship God ourselves.
我们的孩子也要自己来敬拜神。
Our children also need to come here to worship God themselves.
我们不仅自己要来侍奉我们的神。
Not only do we need to serve our God.
我们的孩子也要自己来侍奉神。
Our children also need to serve their God.
我们不要我们的孩子在我们聚会当中是跟来的。
We don't want our children to just tag along to our meetings.
我们不要我们当中的孩子只是一个同去的人。
We don't want someone, our children to just be coming with us.
愿我们能够来彼此的带祷告。
May we pray for each other on this point.
好叫我们自己和我们的孩子不是像罗德一样。
So that we and our children are not like Lot.
只是与亚伯拉罕同去的人。
Someone who is just going with Abraham.
而是要像亚伯拉罕一样能自己蒙神的呼召。
But that we and our children could be like Abraham.
能够来照着神的呼召起来，成为奔跑那摆在前头路程的人。
And we will receive God's calling so that we can run the race that is set before us.
圣经当中特别记载到一件事情。
The Bible particularly records this.
说亚伯拉罕出哈兰的时候年75岁。
When Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
这是神在圣经当中第一次记载亚伯拉罕的年龄。
This is the first time the Bible recorded the age of Abram.
好像那一天是他开始奔跑的日子。
It's as if that day was the first day he started the race.
从那一天神好像开始计算亚伯拉罕奔跑的年月。
So from that day onward, God started recording the time and age by which Abraham started his race.
相反，在圣经当中没有地方提到任何罗德的年龄。
On the contrary, the Bible did not record Lot's age.
神不计算罗德同去的日子。
Because God did not count the days when Lot was just going with Abraham.
神不计算他陪亚伯拉罕奔跑的日子。
God did not count the days where he was just tagging along with Abraham.
愿我们的年日不是同去的年日。
May our days and life not be just tagging along.
让我们的年日不是陪跑的日子。
And we're not shadowing other people who are running.
愿我们的日子是在神眼中是那奔跑路程的日子。
May our days be counted by God to be running the race that is set before us.
所以我们不要像罗德一样只是一个同去的人。
Therefore we should not be like Lot who is just going with Abraham.
所以我们要与我们里面的罗德分开。
Therefore we have to be separated from the inward Lot.
因为我们里面的罗德会影响我们的奔跑。
Because the inward Lot can affect our running.
因为一个同去的人是无法一直奔跑的。
Because someone who is just going with someone else cannot continuously run.
一个同去的人总有一天他会停下来，不想再跑。
Because someone who is just going with someone else, one day will stop and run no more.
他会想在地上要安定下来，在地上来找一个住处。
And he wants to settle down on this earth, that he will want to find a dwelling place on this earth.
他不要再奔跑和帐篷的生活。
He does not want to keep running. He doesn't want to keep living in tents.
这个就是罗德的光景。
This is the condition of Lot.
我们从罗德的身上看到。
We can see from Lot's life.
当我们一个人在这个世界上想要安定下来，不再奔跑的时候，就是失败的开始。
Anyone who wants to settle down in this earth and run no more, this is the beginning of someone's failure.
我们看到后来罗德就渐渐地挪移了帐篷。
We see that later on Lot moved his tent.
后来甚至失去了帐篷。
Later on he even lost his tent.
他只是搬到神所愤恨的所多玛去。
He moved into Sodom, which is a place that God despised.
他与神眼中罪大恶极的所多玛人一同生活。
He was living with the Sodomites, who is exceedingly wicked.
这要成为我们的警戒。
This ought to be a reminder for us.
当我们不再奔跑我们前头路程的时候，就是我们开始失败的时候。
When we stop running in the race that is set before us, that is the time when we start our failure.
当我们里面有一个罗德的时候，他就会在我们的边上来影响我们。
When we have a lot inside us, this will be someone who is this will be something that influences us.
他叫我们在这个世界上要有所得，在这个地上要安定下来。
And this influence will cause us to want to gain something from this world, to want to settle down in this world.
叫我们不要再继续奔跑。
And would cause us to stop running the race.
这个就是我们里面的罗德。
This is our inward Lot.
所以我们要与罗德分开。
Therefore, we have to be separated from Lot.
叫我们里面没有罗德的影响。
Therefore, we will cast out all the influences from Lot inside us.
所以我们不仅要离开乌尔，离开哈兰，离开埃及，我们也要离开罗德。
So not only do we have to depart from Ur, we have to depart from Haran, we have to depart from Egypt, we also have to depart from Lot.
为了是让我们不要停下来安顿下来，而是让我们能够来一直不断地向前奔跑。
So that we won't stop and settle down, so that we can continue to run.
为着这个奔跑的缘故，神要亚伯拉罕离开罗德，与罗德分开。
And for this, because of this running matter, God wants Abraham to separate from Lot.
那么神是如何来做这件事的呢？
So how did God accomplish this task?
我们知道，当亚伯拉罕、罗德他们从埃及地重新回到迦南地的时候，圣经说他们的财物非常的多。
We know that when Abraham and Lot left Egypt to go back to the land of Canaan again,
the
Bible said that they have much possessions.
所以亚伯拉罕的牧人和罗德的牧人，他们就彼此开始相争。
So the herdsmen of Abraham started to have strife with the herdsmen of Lot.
所以亚伯拉罕当时就对罗德来说
，Therefore, Abraham said to Lot,
说我们不可相争，遍地不是都在你的眼前吗？
Please let there be no strife between you and me. Isn't all the land before you?
他说，请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. If to the right, then I will go to the left.
所以我们看到罗德就做了一件事。
Therefore, we see a lot did this thing.
我们就看到罗德就自己举目观看，他选择了约旦河的全平原。
We saw that Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the valleys of the Jordan.
因为那个地如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。
Because that was like the garden of God. It was like Egypt.
其实我们思想，罗德其实跟我们非常的像。
If we think deeper, we're very much like Lot.
罗德其实不是一个完全追求世界享受的人。
Lot is not someone who is 100% after the world.
他像我们一样，心中也渴慕要得到神赐给我们的祝福。
Just like us, Lot also longed for the blessings from God.
我们知道罗德如果是一个完全爱世界的人，他完全可以留在加勒底的乌尔，他完全可以留在哈兰，甚至他完全可以那时候就停留在埃及地。
We know that if Lot were to be 100% after the world, he could certainly remain in Ur of Chaldea. He could certainly remain in Egypt. He could certainly remain remain.
但罗德心罗德心中虽然想要得到神的祝福，同时他的眼中也恋慕埃及地的舒适。
So on one hand, Lot wants the blessings of God. On the other hand, he also wants the comfort of Egypt.
他要得着如耶和华的园子，也要得着埃及地。
He wanted to have the garden of God, and he also wanted Egypt.
但我们知道，罗德不仅没有得着伊甸园的祝福，他其实也没有实现埃及的梦想。
However, the end result is that not only did not Lot not get the blessings from the Garden of Eden, he also did not realize his dream in Egypt.
我们看到罗德他自己举目观看，他其实看到的只是一个虚空。
We see that when Lot lifted his own eyes to see, he only saw vanities.
为什么是一个虚空呢？
Why was it vanity?
为什么是他看到的是一个虚空呢？
Why do we say he only saw vanity?
因为是他自己举目观看。
Because he himself lifted his eyes to see.
因为他为自己做了选择。
Because he made his own choice.
而相反，亚伯拉罕没有为自己选择。
On the contrary, Abraham did not make his own choice.
好像他当时也没有得到任何的好处。
At the time, it looked like Abraham did not gain any benefit.
但我们知道，当罗德离开了亚伯拉罕之后
，However, we know that after Lot separated from Abraham,
耶和华就来对亚伯拉罕说
，The Lord God said to Abraham,
从你所在的地方，你举目往东西南北观看。凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and your descendants forever.
当一个人不为自己来选择
，When someone does not choose for himself，
当一个人他不怕因为没有自己选择。而有失去的时候
When you're not afraid of missing out, when you do not make your own choice,
我们就看到神来为他选择。
We see that God chooses for him.
当神叫亚伯拉罕来举目观看的时候
When God told Abraham to lift up his eyes to see,
我们看到神为亚伯拉罕的选择远远超过他所求所想。
We see that what God has chosen for Abraham far exceeded what he can ask or even think.
所以当我们不是我们自己来举目观看
So we should not lift our own eyes to look.
而是来等候神叫我们来举目观看
We need to wait for God, wait for him to tell us to lift up our eyes and see.
我们所看到的我们所得着的是何等样的不同
What we can receive and what we can look are so different.
这就是叫拣选神。
This is called choosing God.
拣选神就是我自己不来选，而是等候神来为我拣选。
Choosing God means I do not choose myself. I'm waiting for God to have Him choose for me.
当我来拣选神，不是我自己为自己来拣选的时候。
When I choose God and I'm not choosing what I want.
我们看见神为我们所拣选的，就如诗篇当中所说的。
We see that what God has chosen for us is exactly what is described in the Psalms.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me.
我们相不相信神为我们选择的东西
？Do we believe?In the things that God would choose for us.
当我们在奔跑前面路程的时候，我们的罗德会在我们身边，一直的叫我们来停下来。
As we are running this race set before us, the Lot inside us at our side will keep telling us to stop.
叫我们奔跑不要那么努力，叫我们来看我们眼前的平原。
Tell us to not spend so much effort running. Tell us to look at the valley before us.
所以我们要奔跑前面路程的时候。
So when we run this race set before us,
我们就要与我们里面的罗德分开。
So we have to separate from our inward lot.
当我们不是自己来举目观看
，If we are not lifting our eyes to look ourselves,
当我们不是自己来拣选，而是来等候神，让神来为我们拣选的时候
，When we are not choosing on our own, but we're waiting for God for Him to choose for us,
这样我们里面的罗德就离开了我们。
In this manner, the inward lot would depart from us.
我们就能更好地来奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
We can run much better the race that is set before us.
第二，赶走以实玛利。
Second, to drive away Ishmael.
虽然亚伯拉罕外面的罗德离开了他，但他里面的罗德有时不时还回到他的边上来与他同去。
Even though the outward lot has departed from him, the inward lot from time to time still come to Abraham on his side.
所以我们很清楚地看到，他里面的罗德回来的时候呢，亚伯拉罕就拣选了人的意见，就生下了以实玛利。
Therefore, we see that whenever his inward lot returns to him and he listens to men's opinion, then he has gave birth to Ishmael.
而当他与里面的罗德分开，他来专心等候神，神就为他来拣选的时候，我们就看到从已经不能的生育的撒拉的身上，就得着了神所应许的以撒。
But however, when he separated from the inward lot and he chose to wait for God and wait for God to choose for him, then we see that how God provided this Isaac that God promised from Sarah who has stopped child age.
我们开始念的圣经当中来说说到
earlier the Bible passage that we read
说当孩这个孩子以撒渐渐长大就断了奶。
Earlier in 21, verse 8, we read that the child grew and was weaned.
在以撒断奶的时候呢，亚伯拉罕呢就摆设了一个丰盛的宴席。
And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned.
当时撒拉呢就看见以实玛利呢在边上来取笑以撒。
Then in verse 9, Sarah saw that the son of Hagar was mocking Isaac.
撒拉呢就叫亚伯拉罕呢要把以实玛利呢能够来赶出去。
Therefore, Sarah told Abraham to drive out Ishmael.
当亚伯拉罕为这个事非常忧愁的时候，
When Abraham was greatly distressed about this matter,
神就来对他说话。
God spoke to him.
当神一说话的时候呢，亚伯拉罕呢就照着神的吩咐去行，把以实玛利呢从家中赶了出去。
The minute God spoke to him, Abraham obeyed, and he drove away Ishmael from his house.
我想我们都很熟悉这一段的圣经。
I know we are all very familiar with this passage of the Bible.
因为这一段圣经在加拉太书有非常详细的解释。
Because this passage has very detailed explanations in the book of Galatians.
就是说到那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的。
Galatians talk about he was born according to the flesh, persecuted him who has been born according to the spirit.
所以要把使女和他的儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可与自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。
Therefore, Galatians said that cast out the bondswoman and her son, for the son of the bondswoman shall not be an heir with the son of the free woman.
但在这里我们要来学习一件事情。
However, we need to learn this.
以实玛利他是什么时候被赶出去的？
When was Ishmael driven away?
其实以实玛利那个时候已经十多岁了。
Because at the time, Ishmael was 10 plus years.
以实玛利不是他一出生的时候就被赶出去的。
Ishmael wasn't driven away when he was first born.
以实玛利也不是在以撒刚出生的时候被赶出去的。
Ishmael was also not driven out when Isaac was first born.
圣经特别提到以实玛利是在以撒断奶的日子被赶出去的。
The Bible particularly mentioned that Ishmael was driven out when Isaac was weaned.
如果我们记得弟兄几周前讲到过断过奶的孩子。
We may remember our brother mentioned several weeks ago about a weaned child.
断了奶的孩子就是在那一天他要开始吃干粮的日子。
So a weaned child would start eating solid food the first day when he's weaned.
所以断了奶的日子就是他要开始起来奔跑的时候。
So when someone is weaned, that means this is the first day when he starts to run.
当我们开始要起来奔跑的时候，我们一定要来赶走以实玛利。
When we start to run, we have to drive away Ishmael.
因为以实玛利是要来逼迫、来嘲笑奔跑的人。
Because Ishmael would persecute and mock we who run.
所以我们要赶走我们里面的以实玛利。
Therefore, we have to drive away the internal Ishmael.
我们要来对付我们里面的肉体跟血气。
We have to deal with our own flesh and our temper.
如果我们还没有把我们里面的以实玛利赶走的话，
If we had not driven away our internal Ishmael,
那我们可能还是没有断了奶。
We may not have been weaned.
我们里面断过奶的以撒是要我们来奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The internal Isaac that has been weaned wants us to run the race that is set before us.
而我们里面的以斯玛利则是来逼迫我们起来奔跑的。
However, the internal Ishmael is going to persecute us when we run.
是来嘲笑我们奔跑的。
And the internal Ishmael would mock us when we run.
是来叫我们来灰心丧气。
So that we can get disappointed and be in despair.
这样的话，我们就没有办法能够来全力来奔跑。
Then we would not have our full strength for the race.
所以为了让我们能够来奔跑前面路程的时候，我们就要来赶走我们里面的以斯玛利。
Therefore, in order for us to run the race set before us, we have to cast out the internal Ishmael.
那我们如何来赶走我们里面的以斯玛利呢？
Then how are we to drive away the internal Ishmael?
圣经在这个地方记载到一个细节。
Here the Bible recorded a minutia.
他说那日亚伯拉罕拿了一些饼和一皮带水，就打发以斯玛利和夏甲他们走了。
In verse 14 it says, So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar.
我们看到亚伯拉罕只给了他们一皮带水。
We saw that Abraham only gave Hagar a skin of water.
同时我们也看好像也没有看到亚伯拉罕告诉他们要去哪里，只不过就把他们赶走。
And Abraham also seemingly did not tell them where to go. He just drove them away.
我不知道大家读到这里是不是会觉得亚伯拉罕好像非常的无情。
When you read to this part of the Bible, do you think that Abraham was a little merciless?
其实这正好给我们看见，我们要赶走我们以斯玛利的原则。
However, this pinpoints exactly how we are to have this principle to drive away Ishmael.
就是我们不能体贴我们的肉体。
Which is we cannot be mindful of our flesh.
就是我们不要为我们的肉体来安排。
Which is for us to make no provision for the flesh.
如果我们体贴我们的肉体，我们来为我们的肉体安排的时候，我们里面的以斯玛利是没有办法被赶走的。
If we continuously try to make provision for the flesh, to be mindful of our flesh, our internal Ishmael will continuously persecute us.
如果我们里面以斯玛利没有被赶走的话，他就会不断的逼迫我们里面的以撒，让我们不能来奔跑前面的路程。
If our internal Ishmael has not been driven away, it will continuously persecute the internal Isaac so that we cannot run the race that is set before us.
其实我们的天然人都非常的善于和喜欢为我们的肉体来安排，都会非常的体贴我们的肉体。
In reality, we in our natural man are very good at and very delighted to make provision for the flesh.
当我们忙碌了一天，我们要来坐下来读一点圣经的时候，
After we have been busy the whole day and we're to sit down to read a little Bible,
我们里面的以斯玛利就会来对我们说，我们一天实在是太累了。
Our internal Ishmael would say to us, Oh, today you are so tired.
我们就不要读圣经了，我们就看看电视，看看手机，我们就休息休息。
Let's just not read the Bible. Let's just watch a little TV. Let's watch your cell phone. Let's just take a little rest.
当我们外面的天气冷一点或者热一点的时候，我们的里面的以斯玛利也会来对我们说话。
When it's a little cold outside or a little too hot outside, our internal Ishmael will also say to us,
叫我们来保养我们的身体，我们就待在家里，我们就不要出去聚会了。
Let's take care of our body, let's take a break, let's not go to the meetings.
今天是夏令时的开始的第一天。
Today is the first day of daylight savings time.
可能我们里面的以斯玛利也会来对我们说，
Our internal Ishmael may also whisper this to us.
我们昨天晚上少了一个小时，我们今天呢就晚一个小时去聚会，我们可以多睡一会儿。
Last night I lost an hour, therefore I can delay an hour to go to the meetings, and I can sleep a little longer.
我们恢复了今年面对面的夏令会。
This year we're going to restart our in-person summer conference.
我们里面的以斯玛利听到的时候呢，也会来对我们说。
Our internal Ishmael would also say to us,
我过去两年已经习惯了没有夏令会了。
I'm already used to not having a summer conference for the past 2 years.
我可能已经不习惯连续那么多天的聚会了。
I may not be used to having meetings for so many days.
那就不要去了。
Let's not go.
所以我们要非常的知道，我们要赶走我们里面的以斯玛利。
Therefore, we really need to know that we have to cast out our internal Ishmael.
其实我们不仅我们自己来体贴我们自己的肉体。
we don't just be mindful of our own flesh.
我们身边的人有时也会来帮助我们来体贴我们的肉体。
People around us will also try to remind us to be mindful of our own flesh.
这其实常常发生在我们对我们孩子的身上。
This often happens when, in terms of how we treat our children.
其实我们都有孩子的话，都有这个经历。
If we have children, we all have a similar experience.
当我们孩子小的时候，来聚会是非常困难。
When our children are young, it is very hard to come to meetings.
特别是周五晚上。
Particularly Friday night.
我记得我孩子很小的时候，他从聚会回来的时候，他就哭一路。
I remember when my children were young, on the way back from Friday night Bible study, they would be crying all the way home.
如果我们体贴我们自己，
if we're mindful only of ourselves,
如果我们体贴我们孩子的肉体的时候，
if we only are mindful of our children's flesh,
我们就不去聚会，
then we would stop meeting.
但我们看到亚伯拉罕并没有因为以斯玛利在旷野哭的声音就把他再重新带回家里。
However, we see here that Abraham did not just hear the cryings of Ishmael in the wilderness and brought him back again.
当我们体贴我们的肉体，来为我们的里面的以斯玛利来安排的时候，
when we're mindful of our own flesh and we make provision for our own flesh,
我们里面的生命，我们里面的以撒就一定会受逼迫。
Our inward life, the life of Isaac, will surely be persecuted.
我们就没有办法能够来竭力来奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
We will not be able to press on and run the race that is set before us.
所以我们要来不体贴我们的肉体，不要为我们自己的肉体来安排。
Therefore, we cannot be mindful of our own flesh, and we cannot make provision for our own flesh.
我们要赶走我们里面的以斯玛利，好叫我们能够来奔跑我们前面的路程。
We have to drive out the internal Ishmael so that we can run the race that is set before us.
第三，献上以撒。
Third, we need to offer up Isaac.
其实我们，不仅要经历，我们要与罗德分开，要赶走以斯玛利。
Not only do we have to experience separation from Lot and to cast out Ishmael.
但同时我们发现我们奔跑的时候，我们的手会下沉，我们的腿也会经常发酸。
However, we notice that oftentimes when we start running, our hands are weak and our knees are feeble.
我们就要承认我们里面这个奔跑的能力，奔跑的力量是何等的有限和不足。
We have to admit that the power by which we run is so limited and so deficient.
我们里面的力量好像没有办法让我们能够来一直不停地奔跑。
Our inward strength is as if it's not enough for us to continuously run.
这就是为什么神要吩咐亚伯拉罕把他独生的儿子以撒来献为燔祭。
This is the reason why God commanded Abraham to offer up his son Isaac up as a burnt offering.
神要把我们里面的以撒能够来完全献上，献给神。
God wants us to offer up our internal Isaac entirely to God.
以撒既然是凭神的应许说的，是他的应许生的，是好像是代表着属神的生命，为什么还要献给神，完全烧掉的燔祭呢？
So Isaac was born of a promise of God, and so he represents this divine life. Why does he still have to be offered up as a burnt offering?
因为神要赐给我们的能力是死而复活的能力。
Because the power that God wants to give us is the power from resurrection from the dead.
只有从死而复活的能力才能在我们的里面能够来一直不断地能够来扶持我们。
Only this power from the resurrection from the dead can be in us, sustaining us, so that we can run continuously.
我们知道这个能力只能是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
We know that this surpassing greatness of the power is of God and not from ourselves.
这就是神所赐给我们的能力。
This is the power that God has bestowed upon us.
当我们的生命不断地能够来经过死而复活的时候，
when our life is continuously being resurrected from the dead,
我们就能不断地能够来汲取神的能力。
We can continuously draw upon the power of God.
只有这个死而复活神的大能才能使我们里面不断地重新得力。
This power from the resurrection from the dead will enable us to gain new strength.
这个能力才让我们能够奔跑不困倦。
And this power will enable us to run and not get tired.
所以能让我们不断奔跑的这样一个能力，只能是出于神的能力。
So the only power that can enable us to run continuously is the power from God.
是出于神那死而复活的能力。
It is from the power of God, from the resurrection from the dead.
所以当那一天以撒被献上的时候，
So on that day when Isaac was offered,
其实那一天也是亚伯拉罕经历了死而复活。
That was also the same day when Abraham experienced resurrection from the dead.
他经历了神是他的力量，是他力量的泉源。
He experienced the fact that God is his strength, and it is the source of his strength.
因为他有这个死而复活的经历，他就成为了神的一个见证。
Because he has this experience of resurrection from the dead, he can bear witness for God.
他就见证了一个神的名。
So he can bear witness to one of the names of God.
他就见证出了耶和华以勒。
Jehovah Jireh.
他就见证出了耶和华必预备。
The Lord will provide.
当我们的神来召我们来奔前面路程的时候，
When God calls us to run the race that is set before us,
我们的神也一定预备了来叫我们来奔前面道路的力量。
God will surely have prepared the strength by which for us to run the race.
是耶和华必预备。
The Lord will provide.
我们才能虽然疲乏，但是还是追赶。
Therefore, we can be weary yet pursuing.
当我们献上我们里面的以撒的时候，
When we offer up our internal Isaac,
我们就能够来得到从神而来这个死而复活的能力。
We will gain that power, the resurrection from the dead.
只有这死而复活的能力，才能成为我们奔跑前面路程的力量。
And this power can enable us to run the race before us.
在现在这个末了的时代，
In this end times.
我们当中，我们外面充满了各种各样的混乱、黑暗和死亡。
There's great confusion, chaos, and darkness in our midst.
当神的儿女答应神的呼召来奔前面路程的时候，
When the children of God answer to God's call and run the race set before them,
我们难免会觉得孤单，会觉得灰心，会觉得无力。
We would undoubtedly would feel we're lonely. We have do not have strength.
但我们感谢我们的神。
However, we thank our God.
神把许多奔跑路程的见证人，如同云彩一样围绕着我们。
God enabled lots of witnesses, like a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
来激励我们起来，能够来同奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
To constrain us to run the race that is set before us.
让我们成为一群能够来同奔天路的圣洁弟兄和姊妹。
So that we'll have a group of holy brothers and sisters who are running this heavenly way.
让我们从亚伯拉罕的经历当中能够来受激励。
So that we can be constrained from the experiences of Abraham.
我们看到他如何一直能够来奔跑那摆在他前面的路程。
We can see how he can continuously run this race that is set before him.
他答应神的呼召，他蒙呼召的时候呢，就遵命出去。
He responded to God's calling. When he was called, he followed and obeyed and left.
从此他就一直往前奔跑。
From that point onward, he continuously run the race.
他与罗德分开，他赶走以斯玛利，他献上以撒，就是为了能够一直不停地奔在那摆在他前头的路程。
He separated from Lot, he drove away Ishmael, he offered up Isaac in order that he can continuously run the race that is set before him.
神在亚伯拉罕身上的工作，今天也一样要做在我们身上。
The work that God is doing in Abraham is the same work He will do in every single one of us.
神要我们与我们里面的罗德分开，成为一个要来奔跑前面我们每一个路程的人。
God wants us to separate from our internal lot so that we will all run the race that is set before us.
神不要我们是一个同去的，是一个陪跑的人。
God does not want us to be just tagging along, to be just shadowing another runner.
神不要我们是自己来举目观看。
God does not want us to just lift our own eyes and look.
不是我们自己来拣选，而是等候神，让神来为我们拣选。
It is not that we would make our own choices, but that we would wait for God to have Him make our own choices.
神要赶走我们里面的以斯玛利。
God also wants us to cast out the Ishmael inside.
好使我们不再体贴我们的肉体。
So that we are no longer mindful of our own flesh.
来除去我们里面一切阻碍我们奔跑的。
so that we can remove all the encumbrances that hinder us.
好使我们能够不断地竭力地往前奔跑。
So that we can press on and continue running.
神也要我们献上我们里面的以撒。
God also wants us to offer up our internal Isaac.
来得着神那死而复活的大能。
So that we can gain this great power of resurrection from the dead.
好使神的大能在我们的里面能够来不断地叫我们重新得力。
So that the great power of God will enable us to gain new strength.
来一直奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So that we will continuously run the race that is set before us.
愿我们每个人都是奔跑的人。
May we all be running.
让我们每个人都有这个心智，我们要奔跑到底的人。
May we all be someone who has this heart desire to run to the very end.
愿有一天我们也一样可以说。
And may one day we can all say,
当跑的路我已经跑尽。
I have finished my course.
愿有一天我们在神的眼中。
One day may we all be in the eyes of God.
也是奔那摆在我们前头路程的见证人。
We're also witnesses for people who have run the race that is set before us.
低头祷告。主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
你不仅来救我们，你也称我们为同门天召的圣洁弟兄。
Not only have you saved us, you also called us holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
你呼召我们来存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
You have called us to run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们在你面前祷告，让我们能够来忠心于这个呼召。
We pray before you so that we'll be faithful to this calling that you've put before us.
让我们能够来忘记背后，努力面前，能够来向前直跑。
So that we can forget what lies behind and we can press on towards what lies ahead.
好使我们能够来成为奔那摆在我们前头路程的见证人。
So that we can be witnesses for ones who run this race that is set before them.
我们仰望为我们尽心创始成终的主耶稣。
We look to the Lord Jesus, our author and perfecter of faith.
好让我们能够来跑完我们当跑的路程。
So that we can finish the course.
我们感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank the Lord. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.